took the land and
worked. And worked it, yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And lived on it. Mm-hmm. And they did, and they accumulated a good bit of property. Mm-hmm. They were real thrifty. And he was the first, they were the first, my grandfather owned the first cook stove in the territory, in that county.
What
he got it from Savannah.
Uh-huh. What kind of stove?
Well, it seemed like it was a home comfort. The best I remember, it seems to me like that was the name of the stove, home comfort.
Uh-huh. What was it made out of?
Iron. It was iron, yeah.
And what did he burn in it? What made it heat up and all?
Wood, yeah. Yeah, used wood. It was a wood stove.
Because before that, the other people at that time were using fireplace.
They had to use cooking fireplace. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That was a big innovation there.
Yeah, and he was a justice of the peace. He held court, and he had this post office, and my grandmother was a midwife. At that time, there was no doctor's hardly at all, and it was so far until she studied and learned to be a midwife.
Yeah.
And
I wonder what she had to do to become one.
I don't know what she had to do. I don't remember, but she was a midwife. And she they made medicine. He and my grandfather, her and my grandfather and grandmother, and they'd go in the woods and dig herbs and make medicine, their own salves and liniments and first one thing or another.
This was for their own use?
Their own use, yeah.
And so they pretty much had to take care of their own
yeah. Yeah.
How much trouble would it be to get a doctor?
Oh, well, it had been, I expect, about 20 miles or farther to Baxley to get a doctor if you could get one. They didn't have but maybe one or two one doctor, I imagine, was always there. And you couldn't get a doctor, not an emergency. And so they used they know how to doctor themselves, and she was a midwife and did that kind of thing.
There weren't any hospitals?
No hospitals at all, no.
I wonder
when
they started. Well, do you remember?
I can remember when the first hospital was built here. Dr. G.M. Hall came here from Douglas and built a hospital. Right where the Bank of Hazelhurst is now.
Mm-hmm.
Right along in there where the Bank of Hazelhurst and the post office is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he built a hospital there. And that must have been in about 1910.
Mm-hmm.
1909 or 1910 that he built this hospital. And that's the first hospital I ever seen.
What did they call it?
Jim Hall Hospital.
And now, it was already Jeff Davis County then?
Yeah, because Jeff Davis was made a county in 1905.
And what about Hazelhurst? When was it named Hazelhurst? When did there come a city in Jeff Davis?
Well, when did Hazelhurst become a city?
Uh-huh.
A town, you know. Well, I think it was already a small town here at that time. They had put the railroad through here, the Southern Railroad. And this feller, Hazelhurst, was the supervisor of putting down the railroad, the tracks through here. And he stayed here, and there was a hotel had been built before that came through. And it was over there where the Big J supermarket is now. That's where the hotel is.
Right
across
from the death house.
Yeah, just across from the depot.
Mm-hmm.